If you've driven around the residential neighborhoods of Commerce this week, you might have noticed groups of young people wearing green t-shirts and working on houses.
Is there a second bucket of paint somewhere?
Yeah. Is it over there?
Is that it?
Oh my gosh, I just...
I thought we only had one too.
Somebody's holding that, right?
Nobody's holding that.
Move the base back a little bit.
If you're wondering where these teenaged maintenance crews are from, the answer is all over Texas.
I'm from Cypress, Texas.
And I'm from Lubbock.
Frisco.
Houston.
Corinth.
We are from Cypress.
And I'm from Frisco, Texas.
I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock.
I'm from Denton, Texas.
I'm from Cypress, Texas.
Frisco. Frisco.
These young workers are part of the UM Army, with UM standing for United Methodist. It's an annual summertime mission of the church that began in East Texas in 1979. High gasoline prices prompted churches to come up with an idea for a summer mission trip close to home.
High school students from across the state come together in one host community and repair the homes of low-income elderly and disabled homeowners.
That's Scott Atnip of Huntsville, who leads this year's UM Army contingent in Commerce. He took me around town in his rental truck, which he uses to carry people and supplies to and from all the work sites. 111 students from 5 different churches have come to Commerce to do some serious work.
15 work teams who are doing everything from building wheelchair ramps to painting to working on some roofs. Just doing whatever we can to make the quality of life better for low-income, elderly, and disabled homeowners here in Commerce, Texas.
The criteria are simple. To receive services, a client must own their home. The UM Army doesn't fix up rental properties. Beyond that, the clients must have low income, a disability, or just be elderly. One of the 30-some-odd homes being worked on this summer is that of Ollie B. Petty, an Oklahoma man who lived in Arkansas before retiring in Commerce about 11 years ago.
Oh, they're working on the house, and repairing it, and painting it, which you really need. It do it real good.
Around to the back of Petty's home, a couple of young men from the Cypress Church are replacing some siding near the base of the house. It had been damaged by termites and was leaking. Mason Roberts and his partner, Zach Khalil, say they appreciate the relationships they form with other workers and getting to know the homeowners.
I just like meeting all the new people and just getting closer to my group. We bond as a family. It's really cool.
Yeah, and what is it, every Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Or the night right before we leave, we have client night, and that's when all the clients that we have come in, and they get to talk about how thankful they are for like what we've done, and that's really... It really builds up your self-spirit for what's going on.
Commerce native Barbara Kaufman was one of the homeowners at client night. Kaufman is a semi-retired nurse who still works 3 nights a week. She lives with her brother, who has some mobility problems and needed some adaptive modifications around the house.
The most important thing I feel for my brother was building the handrails, because he needed those. Did a lot of painting, replaced window board, mowed and weed-eated, and all some trash. They were great. I mean, just always happy and talking and worked really hard and inspired me, you know, to do more.
One of the workers has spent her young life inspiring others. Emily Hughes, also from Cypress, has a neurological illness that has resulted in significant physical disability. Even basic manual tasks are difficult. But that hasn't stopped her from house painting. Leaning forward from her wheelchair, Emily concentrates on each sweeping stroke of her brush. This summer marks her 3rd year in the UM Army. When asked what she's enjoyed most about the program, Emily smiled as she gave her answer.
Knowing that I help somebody that needs it.
Emily's graduating, but other high school students will be back next summer in Commerce with the UM Army. For more interviews from this story, you can go online to our website, ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.